Parsha today is on the Daf Ayin Dalad in Sanhedrin, the Sugi of Kiddush Hashem, which of course is one of the most basic sugis in Shas, one of the most basic mitzvahs. Rambam counts it as one of the first mitzvahs in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And in the Perek HaMishi we said at Torah, the Rambam starts, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim HaKiddush Hashem HaGodol HaZeh Shenev HaVidikdashti B'Sach Nei Yisrael U'muzhar Yisrael L'Chaloi Shenev HaVidikdashti B'Sach Nei Yisrael U'muzhar Yisrael How we make the mitzvah B'Shor She'yam HaGoy V'yanis Yisrael L'Avar Alachs B'Kol Mitzvah HaMuz B'Torah. If a Goy will force a Jew to be over one of the mitzvahs, or he'll kill him. By all mitzvahs, Yavo lo yaharek. He should be over the mitzvah and should not let himself be killed. Shenema b'mitzvahs, it says, Ashiyasa yisama adam v'chai b'hem. It's a mitzvah to live. V'lo yishiyamas b'hem. It's a mitzvah to live with the mitzvahs, not to die because of them. V'meis v'lo yo'ov ha'rezim v'chai b'nafsha. And if he doesn't, if he gives his life up anyway, he's chayv enough, she's chayv. It's chayv misa, of course, but we don't give him misa. But medwa mamur b'sham mitzvahs chutz me'ah b'dezor v'gil ha'rash shvaz domen. Avo shol sevedus eilu, these three avedus, im yom alay, avoyra lachas me'ah mo tehorek, be over or get killed, yarek val yava, he has to let himself be killed and not be over the mitzvah. And this is, of course, from our sugi here, 9 Dalit. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishan Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzadat, Nimnu v'gomru ba'aliyas beis nitzze, b'lud, kol ha'veri shebetoy, nimamim lo adam avor ba'al tehorei, yaba ba'al yehorei, chutz ve'avar yizkachom, gil ha'rash v'hoz domim. Then later on, there's a piece of Gemara, that qualifies this member of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yetzirah. And this little qualification in the whole mitzvah of Yarek Val Yav and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is something that is regrettably has been very much a topic and an issue throughout the Yiddish Golos when Yidden were forced, whether it was the Crusades or whether it was all the other coercions of different religions in different countries forced the Yidden not to do mitzvahs. And of course in our own time a good example of this was Soviet Russia, where Yidden had to hide to be Makan mitzvahs, and if they were found they were severely punished. Here's the qualification. Ki osir avdimi amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Avdimi came, he said the name of Yochanan. Loi shanu. This would I say that on all mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah to live a chay b'hem and through the mitzvah, not die by the mitzvah. Elo shloi b'shas gzeis hamalchus. It's dafka where there is no edict from the government, from the king, to be over the mitzvahs. Avo b'shas gzeis hamalchus, when there's a gzeid against Yiddishkeit, against the Jewish rule, against the das Yehudi. I feel a mitzvah kali yarek val yavi, even the slightest mitzvah, any mitzvah at all, not just the gimel dvarim, yehorek val yavi, he has to let himself be killed. And the Rambam brings this lalacha also, v'chol ha'dvar me'er shalo b'shas ha'shmad, avu b'shas ha'shmad, v'hu she'yamad melech roshah, k'nemuchad netzeh b'chaveira, v'yigzeh shmad al Yisrael, v'atel dosam a mitzvah med ha'mitzvahs, Yehorek val yavod. Afilo alachas mishan mitzvahs bein nanis b'serach asara bein nanis bein alven goyim. Even whether he's being forced to do so publicly or privately, he has to give his life up. B'shas hashmat. Now there's another issue, which is quite essential and relevant. What about Pishas Hashmad? Or even not Pishas Hashmad. If the this exed against a particular mitzvah, or even a private guy that was trying to force a Jew to be over on the Torah. So the Rambam says that we learned before in Halacha, that we learned in Halacha, in the first Halacha, that he has to, in all mitzvahs, he has to submit to the coercion and not let himself be killed. And if he doesn't, that is mischayav nafsho. And in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam finds it necessary to repeat this Halacha. The same thing he said in Halacha Aleph. Halacha Dalet starts like this: Kol mi shenlema bayava val yehoreg v'nerag v'lo yava arez v'schag v'nafsho. Kol mi shenlema bayarag val yava v'nerag v'lo yava arez kiddush Hashem. That's the mitzvah kiddush Hashem. It's interesting, the Rambam, the Gemara, you can't go into this sugya is a very very elaborate sugya with many different detailed nafkaminas and aloha. Of course, we can't discuss everything, but I just wanted to mention, since we said this Rambam, the first Rambam, that the Rambam says that the Kiddush Hashem is mechayev yarek val yava. This Yitaka don't find in the Gemara. The Gemara says yarek val yava by the Gimel Dvarim. Each has a different yalfusa. Where the Zohar learned from Vahavta, Kholobov, Kholchal Nafshaka, Kholmetis Nafshaka, and the Ritzich learned from Aswara, my Chazi, the Dhamma de Dach, Samach Tvei, Dhamma de Chabra, Samach Tvei, and we learn our eyes from Ritzich, Keshayoka, Mishal Re'eu, Ken Adavazer. And it doesn't say that Kiddush Hashem, but what it does say in the Gemara, where the midst of Kiddush Hashem applies here, is a mitzvah, which is another category of Yarek Val Yava. Any mitzvah besides the three, besides the three, any mitzvah that we say that you're not mechuyev to be Maaseh Nefesh, but that's only b'tzina, if it's b'fahesi, if it's publicly in front of 10 yidden, you're mechuyev to be Maaseh Nefesh. There, the Gemara brings the pasuk of Dashti. That's because of Mikdashti. There the Gemara brings Mikdashti B'Zok Le'Israel. But the Rambam has extended this, the Mikdashti, to mean not only a mitzvah that when the coercion is b'fahesti publicly, but even when it's privately in one of the three Avedas, which you have to give up your life even if the coercion is between the Yid and the Goy privately. The Rambam holds that Mikdashti is a mitzvah klolus that applies to all the cases wherever there's a case of Nisias Nefesh. Nisias Nefesh connotes Kiddush Hashem. If a Yid is Maaseh Nefesh for a mitzvah, it's a Kiddush Hashem. And one could probably extrapolate from that Lav Dafka in a tzi of coercion. Lav Dafka in a tzi of coercion. But if a Yid is Maaseh Nefesh, sometimes a mitzvah requires to be Maaseh Nefesh, not Nefesh Mamish, but it requires an outlay of funds. It requires an output of going through the trouble and the energy. That's also Maaseh Nefesh. All that is B'klal B'Nekdashti. But that's by extrapolation. The Rambam uses B'Nekdashti only in the case of Yadav Al Yadav. And all the cases, which are the three basic cases. One case is the Gimel Dvarim, Afilu B'Tzina. Second case is Shas Hashmad, Afilu all mitzvahs. The third case is B'Fahesia, also any mitzvah that there's a coercion for Hesia. Those are the three instances that the Gemara brings that there's a Chiv Yarek Val Yav, and the Rambam. The Rambam, it puts them all under the cover, under the heading of Gashti. Okay. It's as right. The Rambam brings that if a person, there's a Chiv Yarek Val Yav, but if a person wants to be, go with Nimishu Sadin, and be either, even though he's not mechuyev. The Rambam says it's us. It's chayv benafsho. But not everybody holds like that. And the case of Mishnah brings before him, let's say, no, that this what the Torah says, that there's a yarek valyava applies it doesn't apply to the case of any mitzvah, only the three mitzvahs. That means that in the case of all other mitzvahs, you're permitted to do the aveda to save your life. But if someone goes with nimishur sadin and gives his life up for the mitzvah, because the mitzvah brings a lashon tzedakah techashel lo, it's considered tzedakah. It's considered a mitzvah. So there's a machlokes yishanim. Then the Kesef Mishnah brings in a Nebuka Yosef that wants to say that afilu, according to the Rambam, afilu l'svaras yufisvaras rabbeinu im hu adam gadol v'chosid yaroi shemayim v'roya she'ador porutz v'kach. He's a person who's a leader. He's in a position of leadership. Adam gadol chosid yashemayim. If he sees the need to teach the dar, because the dar has grown away from mitzvahs and are not strong in their commitment to the Torah and the mitzvahs. Rashoy lekadosh Hashem, he's a lot of mikadosh Hashem. Belusa atzma afilu al mitzvah kala, even for mitzvah kala. Why? Kidei sheyiru ha'am v'lamdu liyidas Hashem ula'av b'chol libo. That the people will take a lesson from such a person who's meisa nefesh, even though he doesn't have to, they will take a lesson from him and become Yiras Shamayim and become Ayavei Hashem. They'll be inspired by it. And a person like that is allowed to zok the Mukhi Yosef, even after the Rambam. Now this machlokes has no reference here in our sugya. In the whole sugya of Kiddush Shem on Daf Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph Omer Beis. But this sugya, I think, evolves from a sugya in the Sefer Shabbos. This shaila, is it an ungodl allowed to be Moshe Nefesh according to the Rambam? Or even a private Jew, according to the Rambam, that it's a tzedakah yechashev, whether he's allowed to be Moshe Nefesh, even a private Jew who is not an Adam Godel and a chassid. This I think we learned from a sugya here in Shabbos. Very interesting sugya. You probably all know the story of Elisha Baal Knafayim. Quite a bit of the architecture in Yerushalayim is based on this sugya, and Elisha Baal Knafayim, the buildings that have the that are shaped like a box of film, and on top of his wings. Based on, in fact, there was an architect who was commissioned to build a shul, and he refused unless it was done in his, with Galicia Balkan fame, and that picture. Here's what the Gemara says. Shabbos daf kuf lamed amud aleph. Tanya. If Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, Kol mitzvah shemasu yisol atzma aleim lemisa b'shas tzeis ha-malchus, any mitzvah that yidn wa maisa nefesh for b'shas tzeis ha-malchus, b'shas tzeis ha-shma, kidoin, avet kachom v'mumila, adayin hum uvzakas b'yodam, they still be mekayim the mitzvah. It's still today, of course, Rav Shimon Elazar, I don't think, means only for his time till today, but means for all time. It's Mavzakis Biyana. They're still doing it. And we see, 2,000 years later, we see Mila and Avodah Zarah, even Yidden that don't keep mitzvahs, and that, but these two things they keep. See, everybody, Mila is universal, and Avodah Zarah is also universal. What Yiddin's Avodah Zarah? That's all, that's why. Why do we have this schula, and why were we zeichet to this chus that we're still these two mitzvahs we're still mekayim? Because the yidden then there was the time when they were moshe nefesh for these mitzvahs. Today we don't have to be Mosadefin. But that's why we have them today, even among people that are Shemitzvahs. But any mitzvah that they weren't Mosadefish in the early days, Mishaskeres HaMalchus, who going to fill in, Adayin Himiru Pabiyada. See, today, Mila, everybody keeps tefillin. Not everybody keeps Yidden that are not Shem B'Torah mitzvahs. Adayin Himiru Pabiyadam said that if they weren't Mosen Ashford, so still the mitzvah is weak in their hands, and they'll be fine. The Omer Rabbiyana tefillin tzuchim gufnofi ki alishu bal kanafayim. We'll leave out this tefillin tzuchim gufnofi, although it's very germane to this, to the whole thing, but we can't discuss everything. So we'll just discuss alishu bal kanafayim. Mayhi, what is it? Vamai kodol Elisha Balkanfayim. Why was he called Elisha Balkanfayim? He was such a Jew. And he was called Elisha Balkanfayim. Why? Shepamachas gozla malchus rishog zed al Yisrael. There was once a zed al malchus. Shekola manich tfil al roshe yipru es moicha. Whoever puts on film, they will pierce his brain. But Elisha didn't listen. He put on film. He went outside. And it happened that one of the deputies of the king of the Russia who made the Gzeira saw him. That's Mufana. So Elisha saw that he was spotted by the deputy. So he ran away. And the Kazda, the deputy, ran after him. When he caught up with him, with Elisha, Elisha took the tefillin off his head, the oxen beyond him, and he held the tefillin in his hand. Amalai, so the Kazdi asked him, Abiyotka, what's this in your hand? Amalai kanfeyon, the wings of a pigeon, of a dove. Poshikas yade, he opened his hand, vidimtsu ba kanfeyon, and it was a pigeon there. That's where they call him Bal Kanafayim. Okay, so we have to understand. Let's see Rashi. Rashi learns here that what do we see from there? Why is the Gemara bringing Elisha Bal Kanafayim as an example of what? As an example of those Yidden that were not Moshe Nefesh, or as an example of the Yidden that were Moshe Nefesh? So Rashi says he's an example that of the Yidden that were Moshe Nefesh. Shamina min razak dashi d'olai masallah. The other people of the generation weren't not Moshe Nefesh, but tefillin b'shastas gzeira. Ella Elisha Labade, only Elisha Labade, he himself. Taisus prigs on Rashi. Taisus says, "Amalekan fi yoyna hadesh oray masa atzmed lamet filnei." That Elisha was not Moshe Nefesh, because if he had been Moshe Nefesh, he would have told the Kazdok, "What he asked, what's in your head?" He should have said tefillin, and been Moshe Nefesh for the tefillin. Instead, he said, "Kan fi yoyna." So the Maram Lublin explains Taisus. Why does Tosfos pick on Rashi? He says, because from Rashi's mashma that the whole generation weren't Moshe Nefesh, and they should have been. So Tosfos is bothered by that, because he says even in all the generations where there was Mesiras Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, B'Shas Hashmad, in all generations, it was only a few. Like by Nebuchadnezzar, which is the Moshe of the Rambam brings that I read you before. It was only Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel that were Mason Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem. But you don't find that the Hamoin, that the majority of the people were Mason Nefesh. So that bothered Tosfos. That's why he didn't want to learn like Rashi. And he said that what has to be the pshat here is that Elisha himself wasn't Mason Nefesh, and that's the taina. Because the few, the select few, that were always Moshe Nefesh didn't happen here. Elisha obviously was one of the select few. It was in the category of Hanani Mishra Vazali in the times of Nuchanetzer. And you should have been Moshe Nefesh, and he wasn't. That's how that Madam learns over here. That's why Tosis doesn't learn like Rashi. In other words, whenever there was a Chiyuv Maseiros Nefesh, we shouldn't think that most of the Yidden were Moshe Nefesh. This runs a little bit counter to what I once heard from a Shas Zichrono Livracha. He said that we find, and he brings a Yavetz. The Yavetz said that we find the history of Maseiros Nefesh by Yidden. He said, weren't the great thinkers and the great philosophers who knew all the reasons for everything, but it was the Pasha the Yidden. The Pasha the Yidden, they were the ones that were Maseiros Nefesh. As he said. He said this to a throng of people, in Yad Eliyahu in Tel Aviv. You find the Pasha the Yidden, in other words, the ones that knew all the reasons to be Maseiros Nefesh weren't Maseiros Nefesh. And the Pasha of the year that didn't know all the reason, didn't know all he knows he was a yid, and he was a from a yid, and he kept the mitzvahs, and a guy's not going to tell him not to keep the mitzvahs. That was the... Once brought a riot to Rav Shach, it's much like that from the Abed Achman that we say, especially these weeks with the Xeris of the Crusades, or in these weeks that we say Abed Achman even on the Shchodesh Iyar, or Shchodesh Siman, he restated that, and it says in Abed Achman, it says, Sheminkom Damam Kiddush HaKadosh Master National Kiddush Hashem Kiddush that we say Avad Achmin, we say which is like a Kemal Arachmin, wake a Kemal Arachmin for all the Yidden. Kiddush HaKadosh, first of all, it says Kiddush HaKadosh, not just individuals. It's Kiddush HaKadosh. Kiddush means congregations of Yidden. But the right of the Yavetz is the it says Kivilis Avish Masu Nashon Malkish Hashem Bishar Mizachar Vishar Tzadikei Olam. They should be remembered together with the other Tzadikei Olam. What do you mean with the other Tzadikei Olam? They're the biggest Tzadikei Olam. Right? Tell us his name, they weren't the Tzadikei Olam. They were Pasha Tiyin. They were Pasha Tiyin. So we say they should be remembered, they should be, through their Maseiros Nefesh, there was their Zecher to a Madrega that makes them equal to the Tzaddikei Olam, to people that could be maybe know Shas backwards and forwards, and yet because they're Maseiros Nefesh, they're on an equal basis. Short Tzaddikei Olam. So the Maram is a little bit, I don't know exactly where he gets this from, even in the sugya of Nebuchadnezzar by Chanani Shal Bazari, because there's a big problem, there's a big shiva within the sugya whether it really was a chiyuv Maseiros Nefesh, because it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Nebuchadnezzar forced them to bow down to him, but they didn't make him into an Avodah Zarah. Tosfos and the Rishonim have a whole shiva over there if that was the case of Avodah Zarah or not. Okay, so Maram Lublin has a related one that it was Avodah Zarah, but where does he take from that they were the only ones? Yes, as there's Mashma from the Seder, but okay. But I'll call him, what do I see for the Maram Lublin? That the Maram Lublin is learning this memory of the Yochanan, the Shemrib, Shmuel ben Yitzchak, that comes to Shemashu Nafsham al Shemashu Nafsham Oleho. Mishas Geis HaMalchus means where they were mechuyif to be Moshe Nefesh. They were mechuyif to be Moshe Nefesh. So that if they fulfilled their obligation, then we still have that mitzvah in their schus. But a mitzvah that Shalem Moshe, where they were mechuyif, they were obligated to be Moshe Nefesh for the tefillin because it was Geis HaShemad, and like the Gemara says in the Rambam, in the Halacha, that even Geis HaShemad, even any mitzvah, they weren't Moshe Nefesh, so that mitzvah became very weak. Not Chas V'Shalom, I shouldn't say lost. We didn't lose the mitzvah, but it became weak in their hands. There's Mashal Maram, and L'chayla Zayin Nachman L'chderamon that says that where there's no fear to be Moshe Nefesh, you're not allowed to be Moshe Nefesh. There's also Mashal that he's going to learn the Gemara that Kol Mitzvah. Where there was a chiyuv, because if there's no chiv, there's not supposed to be mitzvah nefesh. Can't give them a schar for something that he says is an avera. Okay, so in Rashi I could see that Rashi's learning that they weren't Meisei Nefesh when they should have. But in Taisus says that, but Elisha was Meisei Nefesh, right? But Taisus said that even Elisha wasn't Meisei Nefesh. That means that he, if you learn like the Rambam, and you learn like the Rambam Blin, that there's only a Chiyah Meisei Nefesh where there's a Chiyah, so Elisha did not fulfill his chiyuv. So how come he was zeichet to a nes when he took off the tefillin? He was zeichet to a nes, and the tefillin turned into a pigeon to save his life. Why should his life be saved if he was mechuyav to give up his life? And why should he be zeichet to such a nes? That's why I think Nach Taisvis and Nach the other Yishayim, we're forced to learn that what the Gemara says over here, Kol Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Shemashi Yisrael, Atzvon, is talking with not where there was a Chiyah. Not where there was a Chiyah. There was no Chiyah. But they were Meisei Nefesh anyway. And who was Meisei Nefesh anyway? Not the Haman. The Haman weren't allowed to. But like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says, Pshat and Rambam, that even though the Rambam holds you're not allowed to be Meisei Nefesh where there's no Chiyav, you're not allowed to go with Nush Ladin, that's Dafka the Hamorim. But the Gedolim, who have to teach the, inspire the Yidden to do tshuva and to rectify their ways and inspire them, so they're allowed to be Meisei Nefesh when they see the need to. So where they, but so then the Gemara makes sense. The Kol Mitzvah Shemashi Yisrael Atzma, they were Meisei Nefesh, even though they didn't have to. Then, so that Meisei Nefesh, of course, is a stronger Meisei Nefesh than the Meisei Nefesh when you have to. And in Mele, there was Zeichah that Meisei Nefesh lasted 2,000 years. A dain he will zekes biyada. But the Meisei Nefesh, where there was a chiyuv, loved after that they should, they loved after that it would still be, they went with Nushus Adin, what kind, I mean, if the whole mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is to, like the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvah, is to inspire Ava and Yireh. The whole mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is to inspire Ava v'Yireh. Then, Fashtetzach, somebody who goes with Nushas Adin, it's going to have even a more lasting effect, and it's going to be even more crucial and effective. Now the question arises, though, if the Gemara is talking about Bishas Hashmad, then why was this a case of Lifnei Rishus HaDin? It was Bishas Hashmad, weren't they all mechuyav? So the Tesla Mishnah brings the and the Ran that say the whole din of Yarek Val Yava, this whole Gemara, Shabbos, is talking about Zeis Hashmad. So how could you say that this is the L'chari Rashi is right? How could you be talking L'gabi Rifun Mishra Sadin? The Tesla says that Nebuk Yosef and the Ran, the other Mishnah that hold, that the whole mitzvah of Yarek Val Yava is in all cases only applies by lavin, by lois mitzvah slices. By mitzvah says it doesn't apply. And the Nebuchadnezzar Yeshua says the stamas are in there, and the Ran says the tam, because anything that the guy could force you to do, without your compliance, there's no mitzvah yadav by yadav. In other words, the Kiddush Hashem is where you defy the guy. Is the Kiddush Hashem, the Mesiras Nefesh, lies in the defiance that you show to the guy to keep the mitzvahs against all odds and against all coercion. And if he could force you to do it anyway, so it's really not such an act of defiance, because he could force you anyway to do it. So all mitzvahs to say, which depend on your doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, right? So if you don't do the ma'aseh, he could stop you from doing the ma'aseh. He could stop you without coercing, without coercion. There's no chiyuv. And over here, of course, we're talking about mitzvah sasa, the mitzvah of tefillin, right? We ask, how could tefillin? How can the old ma'aseh nefesh? How could it be mishum shusakim? Because tefillin is a mitzvah sasa. The mele, there's no chiyuv. The mele, you could say the sugya is talking about. About the Chumash of the only thing is, in the Rambam it's difficult to learn like that because this din of the Mukhi Yosef and the Ran, that the whole Chiv Mitzvah Nefesh is only by Mitzvah Loisos and not by Mitzvah Asay, it's Shteitish from Rambam. And for the Rambam is Mashu, for the Pashas Halosh and the Rambam is Mashu not like that. Pashas Halosh and the said, Kol Adwam Eilosh, Rabbi Shas Hashman, Rabbi Shas Hashman, if there's a chiluk, the Rambam should have made that chiluk. He says any mitzvah, oy mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs. So it's difficult to say that in the Rambam, that there's no, the only thing is. But the other Mukhi Yosef says that the Rambam qualifies us, and the Mukhi Yosef said that even the Rambam, which is also a little bit true, because the Rambam should have said that also. If there's a chiluk between an Arab Gadol and Stamayid, the Rambam should have said that also, right? The Rambam says all the chalukim in the mitzvah, in the of Yarav al Yav. But that says in the Mukhi Yosef. The Mukhi Yosef says the Rambam be moide, and either Rambam doesn't bring it, because the Rambam is talking to Aliyid, and the Rambam is not talking about exceptional cases. That apply only to Gdolim and Big Yerushim or Manhigim. That's a different Shulchan Aruch. I mean, not a different Shulchan Aruch, but it's a different. The Rambam doesn't have to bring that. It's not that Mukhi Yosef that qualifies the Rambam, so even that God was allowed to. So then we could learn this mitzvah. We could learn this Gemara here in Shabbos very nicely, that it's not talking about the Chiyuv Mesiras Nefesh, like it's Mashmal the Maram Lublin and the Rashi. And he, the way he wants to touch this also, but then we can learn that the sugi is going according to the Mukhi Yosef, that there's a chiyuv, that even when there's no chiyuv, a gadol could be ma'aseh nefesh. But then another problem arises. Taisa says Elisha wasn't ma'aseh nefesh, right? So Elisha wasn't. Okay, Elisha decided. Maybe Elisha decided that he's not a gadol. Maybe he wasn't that much of an influential personality that would inspire the guy, would inspire other people, whatever. He decided for himself to keep to the din, and not be mekanel b'shus din. And why doesn't the din apply? Because it's a mitzvah sasa, and then we can ask him to shoot that a mitzvah sasa. There's no yadav al yadav. Good. But then why did Anes happen to him? He wasn't being the kind of Lufnumish who said then. Okay, so we say there was no good, but there wasn't a kind of, so why did Anes happen to him? And furthermore, why did he go out with the tefillin? He wasn't a chuyah, and he didn't go Lufnumish who said then, so why did he go out in public with the tefillin? The Ran himself says that the Ran himself brings a raya there's no chiv agval yavo by mitzvah sase, because he said, because you see, arrived from Elisha didn't took off the tefillin. It wasn't by snavish of the tefillin. So you see that by mitzvah there's no chiv. Okay, so what did he go out in public? You knew there was a gzeres hashemad. He's not, if he's not b'chuyi, what are you going out in public in the street with a pair of tefillin? Elavadei, you want to be meiser nefesh? See, if you want to be meiser nefesh, eating b'shuras adin, so what are you taking off the tefillin when the kasdan catches up with you? What are you taking off the tefillin for? So what's going on here? There's a word from the Panevish Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that I think is apropos here. It's a beautiful idea in the mitzvah of film. He says there's two parshas of film in the Torah. One is in Parshas Boy. Parshas Boy, it says, V'ahoy l'chol ha'oysal yotcha l'zikar meil enecha, l'ma'at ti etoz Hashem b'ficha, ki b'yot chazok ha'itziach Hashem mitzvah. The other parshas of film is in Ves Chanam. That's the first parsha of Krishna we say every day. And there, it's a little bit different. The mitzvah of tefillin is brought a little bit differently. Ukshartam la'osar yadecha v'hoi l'tai tefes b'enenecha. Here it says, ukshartam. You should tie the tefillin to yourself. In the other pasuk, it doesn't say you should tie the tefillin to yourself. It just says, v'hoi l'osar yadecha. It should be for an ois on your hand and for a zikon b'enenecha. So he's medayik from there is that there's two mitzvahs of tefillin. There's a mitzvah of kshartem and there's a mitzvah of ahayilcha. Which means there's a mitzvah of putting on tefillin once a day. But the ikar mitzvah of tefillin is to have the tefillin on you the entire day. So the putting the tefillin on once a day like we do is a kshartem, a mekayim kshartem. But according to the Panevish Rav, we're not mekayim v'hoi l'cha l'ois al yadcha, because that mitzvah is to have the tefillin on you a whole day. And as Zeh Shteitak in Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillin, the end of Hilchos Tefillin, the Rambam says that the ikar mitzvah of tefillin is to wear the tefillin a whole day. Of course, we know there were big tzaddikim that wore tefillin a whole day. You know about the Gra with the tefillin a whole day. There were a lot of tzaddikim that wore tefillin a whole day, and it would be like this. You think it's only like a mitzvah of chassidus, but nach the Rambam is mashta. That's the ikar mitzvah of tefillin. Why don't, if that's the ikar mitzvah of tefillin, how come we're not the time? Why only the tzaddikim? So there comes in this what we mentioned before, gufnoki. But there's all kinds of tefillin the person has to, his machshavas have to be pure while he has the tefillin on. And for the hamoyin am, for most people, it's very difficult to maintain a standard like that. The Bnei Gadolim was able to, a lot of tzaddikim were able to. So b'meila, we're essentially parted from the ikar mitzvah. Because we're physically unable to be mekayem the mitzvah. Gufnoki and kavanas, and who could have a, his kavanas should be pure straight through an entire day. It's a difficult to avoid it. That's where part of it. If that ikar mitzvah, so how we mekayem tefillin? I mean, there are mitzvahs. You see, there are mitzvahs where we came to be mekayem the mitzvah in its entirety. We're mekayem partial. Ikar mitzvah Talmud Torah is what Gisa B'yam V'Lai, to learn day and night. What about a yid that can't learn day and night? So he learns as much as he can. Even tzitzis. The ikar mitzvah of tzitzis is glovin and tchelis. We don't have tchelis, so we're kind of mitzvah without the tchelis. So l'chaim tefillin is also the same thing. The ikar mitzvah is a whole day. We can't be mekayim, so we're mekayim at least to kshartim. And he says that this, why is there a mitzvah that tefillin should be a whole day? Because the pasuk tells you why. Because tefillin leads you to that you'll learn Torah all the time. Tefillin leads to Torah, and the part of Rosh said that's the mark of the Gemara. Was says that somebody's Isaac B'Torah is parted from tefillin. Why is he parted from tefillin? Because the whole reason for tefillin, even though we're not allowed to say reasons, but except when the Torah says the reason. If the Torah says the reason, then you have to go. You have to go. The halacha has to abide by that reason. It says l'man tia Torah shel b'ficha. So if that's the reason, then really the whole reason for tefillin is to lead you to Torah. So if you're learning Torah, you don't have to put on tefillin. That's the mitzvah of all that. But shatan, and that was in the Ritva and Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes brings a lashon. He says, he asks why Elisha wasn't Moser Nefesh. You have to be Moser Nefesh and everything. He answers, you know why he wasn't Moser Nefesh? He said, the mitzvahs tefillin b'chiyuv Torah ain't ela b'shas shemekabel olav on malchus shemayim. Ulaniach kol hayayim hu midas chasidus. Not like the Rambam. He said, the ikar mitzvahs tefillin b'shas shemekabel olav on malchus shemayim. That's why we make sure that we learn Krishna, we have tefillin on. Because Krishna is the mitzvah of kabbalas on malchus shemayim. The ikar mitzvah tefillin is to have the tefillin on when you say. So, and that's the mitzvah that the Panavish Rav is very good. The mitzvah of Kshartam, that's in Pasha Vishchanan, the Pasha Krishna, Kshartam is Masha Tai. It means it Masha just tied once. It doesn't say Bahaya Lucha. It should be on you. It says Kshartam. So that mitzvah is for the purpose of being Mekabel or Malchus Shemayim B'Tefillin, which he says is the Ikar mitzvah. Tefillin the whole day is a mitzvah of chassidus, and the Rambam is not mashma like that. Mashma, that's the mitzvah of chassidus. So we could buy ice the void of the panavish above from the Ritva and from the Rambam. On the one hand, this part of the Ritva that says there's a mitzvah. Tefillin only b'shas kavod malchus shemayim, and the Rambam that says that the ikar mitzvah is the tefillin should be on a whole day. That's v'hayu l'chol ois hayatul. That so the point of Israel could be ois kibayit from these two pidushim from the Ritva, not from the end of the Ritva. He says mitzvah l'chsidus, but from the beginning that he says the mitzvah is kavod malchus shemayim. So we could say enough the point of Israel, that's the mitzvah of Shabbat once. So yes, now we can clear like this. Now that we establish that the mitzvah to be that it should be on him a whole day, that you should have tefillin on you a whole day, wherever you go, whatever you do, during work and that whatever. Of course, times when you can't wear the tefillin, whatever. But where you're in a makam. Noki with this, another makam with tunif, you're in the mitzvah to wear the tefillin the whole time. Let's come and clear. We say that the b'shas hashman yivuchu to be ma'aseh nefesh afilo al akas el v'sane. Now, akas el v'sane is a minhag Yisrael, the way they tied their shoelaces. They had a certain way of tying the shoelaces, which is and that was up to a minute. Some Yisharim learned that it's talking about the labu b'chukaseyam, that the any minute that you do like that you imitate the goyim, any minute that you copy the goyim is you over the b'chukaseyam. But a lot of Yisharim learned that it's not talking about that you over the labu b'chukaseyam. It's just talking about the inyan of being with kaim a minute. And every minute we know that's the spashet b'chol yisrael has a din v'din and mechuyv to. Oh, but it's not like this. Not biyad v'alyava. Understand that the even a mitzvah not biyad v'alyava. Oh, but b'shas hashmad even a minute. I think that with our way of tying the shoelaces, you know, the put on the right foot shoe first and the left shoe then tie this left shoe and then turn on the right shoe, I think that comes from this es nefesh that they had for even Akas and Masana, because by says that this had something with the goyim, to be different than the goyim. In the very thing, in the very item that the goyim tried to coerce us, we're still keeping with, and we're showing that we survived them. They're long dead, and we're still being a kind of minute of tying our shoelaces, not like the goyim do. So, Kemet Klanov, if you mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh even for a minute, Pishas Hashanah, what about a mitzvah lechatchila, a mitzvah ketzudasa? Let's say a mitzvah ketzudasa, nuk yaisa, that you're not mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh. Right? But someone who wants to go to Mishra Sadin, is about to do this? If he could be most, if he's allowed to be Moshe Nefesh, go to the Mishra Sadin on the Akas of the Sana, he's zecher allowed to be Moshe Nefesh for a mitzvah lechatchila, even though b'diavad you don't have to. You can the mitzvah in a different way. You can the mitzvah only ukshata once a day, but we bald to lechatchila to be mekayim the mitzvah a whole day. Maybe there's a din on the gadol to go to the Mishra Sadin to be mekayim the mitzvah from the whole day. Chayla. He's allowed to go to finish his adin, and he's allowed to be Moshe Nefesh even for Akas of Usana. I think we can even clear that far, that maybe there's a chiyuv b'shas hashmad, whereas all of the time he's not mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh even b'shas hashmad for a mitzvah say only mitzvah say. But if he wants to be Moshe Nefesh for a mitzvah say in its lechatchila different form, maybe there's even a chiyuv. I'm sorry, not if he wants to, but maybe there's a chiyuv to be ma'if. He's b'chuyuv to be ma'is and nefesh for Akas of Asana. The chayre, a mitzvah lechatchila, like mitzvah film, like the mitzvah ketzudas, like the Rambam says it's the ikka mitzvah. The chayre, he's b'chuyuv to be ma'is and nefesh for that. For the ikka mitzvah, even though it's not a b'diyavad. This we can clear. The first thing we can clear according to the Mukiyos and the Ram. But this second thing we can clear, the second shah we can clear, not like the Mukiyos and the Ram, but that there's a chim b'siyas nefesh on a mitzvah saseh. Like we said as mashim the Rambam. A mitzvah and a mitzvah. There's mashim the Rambam that even on a mitzvah saseh, chiti masach. But what about a mitzvah saseh that's not ma'ak? So the chayle, you can say on the spot that he's mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh b'shas hashmad even al Akas of Asana, because he's mechuyev on a mitzvah. So the chayle, I think that's what happened here with Elisha or Knafai. Either way that you learn, whether you learn that there was a chiyuv to it from the whole day because it was a b'shas hashmad, or if you learn it was a l'fnei Rishus Adin. But Lachari, that answers why he went out with the Tfilna. That's why he went out with the Tfilna. Yatzal Rishuk. Because there was a Chiyuv Asiyas Nefesh. Even though there's not a Yatzal Rishuk, he doesn't have to wait. He was Mekayem Mitzvah already once. He was Zichron Mekayem Mitzvah in the house before he walked out. What's he going out for? Because the Mitzvah is a whole, day. Could be for him it was even a chiyuv because if he's from the gdolim, so if he could watch himself and go for noki and his machshavas a clean machshavas, so he could be seen lechayyuv. But yeah, let's say not. Let's say he didn't hold himself as such a tzaddik. Oh, but lechayyuv, he could be more say that there's a chiyuv says nefesh, because that's the mitzvah meikra. The mitzvah meikra for everybody is to wait from the whole day. Alsvahoya. So that answers why he went out. Now the question remains, so why didn't he carry through the Mitzvah Stavish all the way through? And when the Kasa confronted him, he was afraid to say it's Tfilm. Should have said it's Tfilm. Like Taisa says, Harei Shalom Asatzmai, Lema Tfilm, Mashmim Taisa, he should have said it's Tfilm. why didn't he say it's tefillah if he wants to be Meisr Nefesh for the mitzvah? And then if for some reason he changes his mind, but for some reason he held he doesn't have to be Meisr Nefesh, it's only from the Rosh Hashanah. So when he was confronted with the death right and the gun right at his temple, and he got scared and he said that it's a kanfiyayna. So why was he zeichet to a nes? So I just want to stel to here a halachan shulchan aruch. In the midst of Mesiras Nefesh, it's Siman Kufnun Zayin and Yeridaya Halacha Beis. There's a halacha like this. Asa la'adam loyma shuai v'kachavim kadei shalei agur. A yid is not allowed to say that he's a goy. Very chiddush d'kedin. Where this comes from? This is a whole shmooze by itself. Not for now, but I'll call upon next to din. He's not allowed to say. If a guy puts a gun at his head, he says, "Say you're a guy." He's not allowed to say it. It's a very chiddush d'kedin because you learn through the whole sugya here, and that find out in Sanhedrin, the sugya of Shabbos, and the sugya and there's the same sugya of Pesach, and the same sugya of Avodah Zarah. All over it, there's no such mention. All it mentions is Avodah Zarah, Shiras Daman, Nagil Arayis, and Fehesi, and Shas Hashmar. It doesn't say anything about saying what you want to say, what you do wrong. You won't avoid Avodah Zarah. But Vice says to say you're a guy, then you're being mitered to his Avodah Zarah. You're being mitered. Yeah, that's a Haidah. That's a Haidah to his Avodah Zarah. It's as if you didn't have a Zohar. Same as Mulan. Then it comes along the Ramon says like this. Ya'afal gav be'as alayim yashuv ayvi kachavim mikol makram yuchal layim alayim lashim demishtame l'tayan pin. He's allowed to answer him and trick him. He's allowed to answer him a lashim that would to him signify that you're saying you're a guy. But he actually didn't say it. I think he means, let's say, if he'll say you're a guy, he'll say, and the answer, I'm a yid. So you fooled him in thinking that, well, you know, you're saying you're a guy, but I didn't say I'm a guy. I said I'm a yid. As I said in that moment. Okay, so now, as applies to the Tosfos and our sugya here, take a look right into the Dvar here that we're learning. The Dvar is a mamasha colored dekazach. The Gemara says, why was he called Elisha about confinement? Tells you the story because he opened his hand and there was confined. The Gemara goes weiter. Meister kan feyoyne. How come you said kan feyoyne? In other words, why do you say some other kind of bird? Meister kan feyoyne dama lebel ayam le shad ofis. Why do you say in my hand I have another? So the word says why? Mishum de dam you knesses Yisrael le yayne. Knesses Yisrael is compared to a yayne. Shanem a kan feyoyne nechba bekesev avaseh birakla chorutz. My yayna zu kan feha maginus aleha, just like the yayna. Rashi explains all other birds fight when they're challenged, and when they're attacked, they fight back with their beaks. The yayna fights back with the wings, with the flapping of the wings. It's my yayna zu kan feha maginus aleha. The wings and the feathers protected after you saw mitzvahs maginus aleha. Same way yidden, the mitzvahs is what protects them. So the Ritva says, but what's the Gemara coming? What is the Gemara coming to tell you? It's not just like a nice piece of the Drush HaGaratan. The Gemara is coming to tell you over here he wants come to tell you over here halacha. He said, how did Elisha do such a thing? Tell him that these kafiyana. How did he know there's going to be a yayinus here? What, he was semach al nes. Dinners are not, you're not allowed to be semach al nes. Moses call us semach al nes. Ain't nes. He doesn't have the nes. So how did he do that? So the Mitzvah said, the Teretz is, Elohi kama, ki hu kaila mitzvah zu kanfe yoinim, b'nei sheha mitzvah sen kanfe yim shal knesses zlo, shenim shal ul yoinim. The ma yoinim kanfe yim agin esel lave. So he picked yoinim, because he knows that knesses zlo are compared to yoinim. Why? Because the mitzvahs protect him. So he figured he had the betochen and said yoinim because he figured that's going to, a simmer that the mitzvah is going to protect him. Because the mitzvah protects the yid. So he figured the tefillah is going to protect him, and that's why he said yoinim. And that's why Ness happened to him. So it wasn't that he was semach al Ness. It was thought out. He didn't have too much time to think. But that's what hit him. It was the idea behind it. Not that he was semach al Ness. Okay, so there's one more to solve this puzzle with why Elisha wasn't my senefesh. Even if you say whether you learn like Rashi that there's a chiyum, whether that the Gemara is talking about a chiyum serious nefesh. By the way, it's very much of the Gemara from before also that this is not talking about a chiyum serious nefesh. But the finish of it, because the Gemara right before says Tanya the Shulman Gamliel Lema Kol Mitzvah Shekibro Alem Bisimcha Kibayin Mila Dekziv Sosan Oichan Masecha Kimaitzah Shol Rav Adayin Oichan Masecha Bisimcha. Every mitzvah that the Yidden did the simcha, they still do it the simcha, like Mila, right? When it comes to arayas and anything having to do with arayas. So lechare is someone who has not mekayem mitzvah simcha. So he's missing the ma'ala of being mekayem mitzvah simcha, but he's not missing the mitzvah. You're not going to say he's not mekayem the mitzvah, right? So you're not going to say that being mekayem the mitzvah is a lefimishu than the mitzvah. If somebody puts on tefillin, he puts on tefillin, and then he's mekayem the mitzvah. That's it. So someone who puts on tefillin with a simcha that he's zeichet to do with the Ebishus mitzvah is a ma'ala in the mitzvah, a big ma'ala in the mitzvah. It's a ma'ala. It's not the. And then right after that, the Gemara says, "Tanya of Shimon Loza, I'm a Kol Mitzvah Shemoshim Yisrael Atzmal Alayim." The Mishum Shasgeis Hamal is going to rest on this our Gemara. Mashu also that we was talking about when they were Weisim Nefesh Lefni Mishur Sadin, in consonance with the Gemara right before. I'll call upon him for the why over here wasn't Elisha Weisim Nefesh? He went out. He wanted to be Weisim Nefesh the Mitzvah. He went out with the Tefillah. So why didn't he go all the way? We asked why didn't he tell the Kazda to film and I'm ready to do my snaps to tell him. So I want to say that because over there was no Chiyavasir's Nefesh. There was no Chiyavasir's Nefesh and there was no Chiyavasir's Nefesh to finish that didn't either. Whichever way you learn. Because the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik and Tosfos. The Kesef Mishnah is learning that the our Gemara is talking about Al Pitin, that he's a Mechuv Al Pitin, even in Mitzvah Saseh, because he asks on the Rabbi Yosef and the Ran, what do you mean that there's no Yarbal Yav on a mitzvah only on a Veda, only on a Lav? He says, "Koshlech, Rabbi Chanina ben Tad, you must have nafshik in the last of the Torah, Chen Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava." This was Kenan, they were Moshe Nefesh. Doesn't mean Rebbe Akiva, we know Rebbe Akiva. Also, Shem Ben Yochai, they all were Moshe Nefesh to teach Torah. So you see, the Mokim to be Moshe Nefesh. So the Kesavish goes through all the I to say it's Moshe Nefesh, it's not Mestad, it's Moshe Nefesh. It's not that. That was the din. Oh, if that's the din, so why didn't Elisha? Why wasn't he Moshe Nefesh? So one tells, he says, because he was already Mekayim, Mitzvah's film that day. That wasn't my snapshot. Okay, but that tells the shvia, like we said before, then why did he go out to shuk? Why was he out to the shuk? But the second teres, he says, v'gamloi amal l'kazda, the second teres is l'fi toisus. He didn't, when the kazda asked him, what's in your hand? Loi amal l'kazda shimakam zeyrai sem shloi nechtron. He didn't tell the kazda that I'm a kaim your gzeira not to put on film. I'm not being over on your gzeira. I will heshiv l'masha sholei. All he did was answer what he asked. He asked maza biyotcha, right? You have a kanfiyah. He said my yad is kanfiyah. He didn't say I'm asking for your gzeira that yiddish should put on film. He didn't say that. So the Gazer Mishnah is creeping out to us because the Tosfos Hareish LeMasa Atzvo LeMetfilnei, and the Gazer Mishnah is saying over here something that he didn't have to say Tfilnei because he wasn't asked is Tfiln in your hand. He wasn't challenged on the mitzvah Tfilnei. All he asked was what's in your hand. What's in your hand? So if we put together over here that Dvar, what he told him that kamfien is in my hand, this was not a subchan al nes, but it was because he knows that mitzvahs will be making on him. And you put together this shtickle kesef mishnah that he asked him of a circle safe. It's like a dreidel, right? The guy still thinks that pastor still thought that he wasn't being my nefesh for the mitzvah film. That it is the Ramah. If a guy challenges you, and that's not only the Lugabi this din of Lomar guy, but the Grah brings a mocker. The Grah brings a mocker. We don't have it in the Shulchan Aruch, this Grah, but it's in the new Shulchan Aruch, that this Grah. The Grah brings a mocker from the Gemara with the that a Tzuba Barabonim is allowed to say, Avdi de Nuranach. It said that there was an Avdi, at least an Avdi Zara, where they worshipped the fire. So a guy forced somebody to say that you worship the fire with us. He said, "Yeah, I'll do it." So the Gosh Baz, what do you mean? How is he allowed to say that? How is he allowed to say that his din's Avodah Zarah? The Kaz says he didn't mean Avodah Zarah. He meant after the Lula, I'm serving the Eishter, who's the Eish is called Eish Eichla. The Eish is a fire. I'm a servant of the Eish. So the guy thought he was saying that he's worshipping the Avodah Zarah, but he didn't say he meant that he's worshipping the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the Slamo, that you're allowed to do that. The Grah brings a riot to the Slamo, that you're allowed to fool him. Milson Shlame B'tei Anpi, he says it means two different things. He'll think one thing and you'll think the other. You're allowed to do that. So that's what that's why he wasn't Moshe Nefesh. Not like Tosfos says, because then they have the then it's shver. Why wasn't he Moshe Nefesh? And you see, he was Moshe Nefesh. You have to lishuk. You have the whole problem. But the Kohen the Kesemish is very good. He was we put everything together now. Elisha wanted to be Moshe Nefesh. He wanted to be Moshe Nefesh not only for the mitzvah of putting him into his house, the mitzvah of Shavuot, but he wanted to be Moshe Nefesh for the mitzvah of Harilos Yotcha. He wanted to be Moshe Nefesh for the Ikke Mitzvah of film. And even behold, that there was a chiv to be Moshe Nefesh for the Ikke Mitzvah, like we said, that if there's a chiv to be Moshe Nefesh on the Achis of the Messiah, there's a kolshkin on being Mekayim Mitzvah, Kitzuros, the Ikke Mitzvah. He wanted to do that, and he did it. He was Yotzel Shuk. And he was ready to say if the Kazda would have asked him, do you have tefillin on your hand? Are you wearing tefillin? He would have had to say yes. But he didn't have to say it because he didn't ask him that. He didn't ask him if he's wearing tefillin. He's asking him, what's in your hand? Oh, what's in my hand? Kafiyan. So the guy understood from that. What happened over here? It was a Muslim Shabbat B'tayam. But the guy understood that he's denying that he put on film and he's acquiescing to the Gzela. And he didn't answer. He just answered the guy with his question. And he never meant to be about the mitzvah film. Fakiri was Moshe Nefesh for the mitzvah film with the Evan, for the mitzvah film with the Chatzilim. He went out. That's why. And we asked if he was yatzal l'shuk, so why didn't he get built for Mesiras Nefesh completely? It has, he didn't have to. He wasn't challenged on that. This is not like Tosfos, but this is what the Gemara and Mishnah answers. And the kasha of why Elisha didn't rebalt the Gemara and Mishnah by says the Gemara and Mishnah doesn't bring the stomach the mashmoys of the lashon of Rambam that Rambam holds that even on a mitzvah he should do myself yarek by yarek. But he just, Kesem Mishnah just asked, what about Reb Hananiah, Reb Hananiah ben Tadi, what about Reb Yehuda, the Baba, they were Maaseh Nefesh, that he can't say, in other words, he doesn't hold like the Nemuk Yosef of the Ram, that there's no, that he says, there is a Chi of Maaseh Nefesh by a mitzvah. He doesn't hold like that. If there's a Chi of, so why did Elisha beg out of it? Because he didn't beg out of it. He's not saying I'm makam yogzer. It's not strange. Now, what is he playing a dreidel over here? But the guy knows that he meant that he didn't put on, it wasn't thrown. He didn't challenge the dreidel of the melech. So it's a dreidel. That is the dreidel you're allowed to make.